This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. Brendan, David and Neil with you. Make sure you get in touch with us, 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. We're still putting out the question, what were the dwarves in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves mining for?
Yes, when they went off to sing Hi-Ho, Hi-Ho. Maybe our next guest might know.
He might.
Who... so well known in our community here in Melbourne. Him and his partner, Mark, are just the most wonderful people. And it's so lovely to find people like them in business. And they do, as I said, so much for our community. And this is right up our alley, of course, because it's an art exhibition and competition, which the three of us are going to be judges for, and we are talking about Men on Men art exhibition and competition. And where is it, Brendan?
It's at the Laird
Hotel. Yes. Yeah, so girls, unfortunately, you can't go and check it out, but you can, I'm sure, Brett, when we speak to him in a sec, will actually tell you when it will go up online. So are you there, Brett?
Hello, how you going, guys?
Good, good. So, good to have you on, and thanks for all your support within our community. And
no worries at all.
And tell us...
And likewise as well, thanks for supporting the competition. Joy's coming on board this year, that's great.
Yep, and of course we should. And why wouldn't it come through the art show on Joy as well? Now
exactly.
tell us a bit of the history of the Men on Men art exhibition.
Oh, I thought she wanted to know about the Seven Dwarfs.
Do you know that?
Yeah, because they're usually here on Thursday nights for our leather and fetish night. So.
All right.
So I'll check with them and get back to you on that.
All right, okay.
It is the Men and Men Art Comp again, once again, which has been going cool. We actually are having trouble finding the starting date, but it is in the 90s sometime.
Okay.
It was started by Vic Bears. As part of their Southern Hibernation Festival, it got a bit much for them to do, so the Laird took it on. David took it on for them, and it's been under the charge of the Laird since then. But yeah,
and why do you keep on doing it, Brett? What is it that makes you want to stick with it?
It's for the money, David. It's all about the money,
isn't it? Always.
Yeah, no. Actually, yesterday did turn out to be a good money thing. We had the open day yesterday, but it's just an amazing thing. I'm not an art person at all, but we sort of fell into it by taking over the Laird. It was part and parcel of it, and to see what it results in is great. To see that have that exhibition for the 3 weeks is just great. To see all these artists who a lot of them do not normally submit art into things or get the chance to be exhibited. So, and you get some amazing ones. And over the years, we've been able to see guys enter for the first time, get feedback from their peers and just in general, and then keep submitting. And you see the gradual sort of progress they have in their style and everything. So it's really good.
Yeah.
It's just a really feel-good thing to do,
And we were lucky enough to speak with winner Andrew Lee in 2014. I can't believe it's been that long already.
Yeah.
At the time he spoke of the exposure that it gave him as an artist.
Yeah.
You know, have you heard
very shy
similarly? Have you heard similar stories from other people that have won or even just
put their
stuff on the walls?
Andrew was in yesterday as well. He got worked in again this year and he was in yesterday for the open day.
Okay.
And that's the good thing about the open day is they get to bring their family in because it's a gender inclusive event. They bring family in, mum, dad, everyone coming along, so it's good. But similar ones, and which will relate to Joy as well. Ross Spiro, who won the year before last.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards he got some interviews on Joy. And he got an exhibition as a result of that. He ended up in a Greek newspaper, the local Greek newspaper, because of it. And you just see them, not just publicity, but just see the, I guess, confidence, and all that sort of thing flow on from that.
So, what does the winner win?
Okay, well, they get the grand prize winner gets $500 Dean's Art Voucher, which is pretty good. They get an exhibition during midsummer at the Laird called Exposed. a joint exhibition. So that is a joint exhibition with the People's Choice Award winner, which was all the votes were done yesterday at the Open Day. So they both get a joint exhibition at the Laird during midsummer, and that's covered by midsummer. They generously throw in the event fee for that.
Yeah.
And the grand prize winner also this year, for the first time ever, gets a Joy On Air package. So they'll be speaking to you guys.
Yep.
Plus, I'll get a chance to speak to some of the other, you know, the Drive, Morning, and other shows. Yeah, it's about their art and things like that. So, yeah, they very much get exposure. Yeah.
Now, everyone can't be a winner, unfortunately, Brett. But, you know, what happens to everyone else who's exhibiting? Do a lot of sales happen through the exhibition?
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, yesterday we had, I think it's our record sales for the open day.
Oh, wonderful.
Being a 3-week exhibition, the open day, which is the first day of the exhibition, is always the day that you sell the most.
Right.
And that's usually we sell up to, about a third of the artworks, which I've told for exhibitions is to sell that much at all is very good. But yesterday we had record sales and we sold almost half of the artworks.
Oh, encouraging to hear.
Oh, it was great. I was so excited because, I'm not an art type person, but I can still appreciate it and all that sort of thing. But to see it happen like that, we were 15 entries down. We had 46 this year and 61 last year. We had less entries, but the quality, as a lot of people were saying, wow, the quality this year has just stepped right up.
Brett, that is debatable. Wait until right. Your three experts week we're coming to cast right, our eyes on the exhibition. Yeah. Aside. I think it's incredible how many people enter.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's great. And as I said, 46 for that to be down, it's still a great number.
Yeah.
I think part of the appeal as well is it's going to be a $10 entry fee. We charge no commission whatsoever. So we'll sell them for them.
Yep.
With no commission. They get 100% of their proceeds.
Brilliant.
And we'll also facilitate if they have copies available, we'll get them in touch with the contacts and, help that happen as well. So I think it's a really good way them to do that, and it's a place where they can be a bit more risque with their artworks than you could at any other exhibition. The federal ones being stupidly closed down, shut down by councils and things like that, or concerned citizens. So at the Laird, you pretty much can't do that. And this year, we also have, I guess, a controversial piece for the Laird, which is relating to trans guys. So it's really good to have something like that in the Laird to show the inclusivity, I guess, that we do have trans guys come to the Laird, and that's portrayed in this year's exhibition as well, which is good.
Brilliant. Well, it's called Men on Men, and it's on from what's running now until the 18th of June. When is the winner announced?
On the 17th, on Saturday the 17th. Mr. Australasia Bear competition.
Right.
But just a word, if there is any women out there who do want to check out the arts, we're more than open to, when we're not open during the day, during the week, we don't open until 5 o'clock. If someone wants to contact us and make a time to come in before we open, they're more than welcome to come along and have a look.
Oh, that's so good that you guys, and of course you do it because that's the sort of people you are. Brett, we're going to see you this week as when your three experts come down to do the judging. And can't wait to see it, and it's on right now.
It'd be great to have you guys judging as well. I think you're going to be very impressed with some of the work there. So.
Fantastic. Good on you, Brett.
Nick, thank you very much, and thanks again for supporting.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.